7/1/22. 20 days until the earth-shattering documentary Died Suddenly on the Stu Peters Network. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters. Friend, this is God's platform, and all glory be to God Almighty. Exclusively airing the documentary they are trying to shut down, StuPeters.com, November 21st. Why is Tony Fauci still running around free instead of hanging by the end of a noose somewhere? Broadcasting live from our downtown Minneapolis studios, we are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, it's been a long, long campaign season, but we're finally just 1 week out from the 2022 midterms. And there's a lot on the line with these midterms, perhaps the most of any midterm in living memory. Who we try to elect next week may decide whether the United States keeps giving Ukraine a blank check in its proxy war with Russia, and by extension, whether we keep risking global nuclear war. Who we try to elect next week will determine whether we live under vaccines and mask mandates, or whether those both recede and then vanish forever. And of course, if Republicans are installed into the Senate next week, they can block Joe Biden's judicial and bureaucratic appointees, which will have impacts for decades to come. And out of all 50 states, the midterms matter the most in Arizona. Most importantly, there's the governor's race. We need Kari Lake to win so that we can ensure that Arizona has a real election in 2 years instead of a sabotaged, stolen, and fake rigged one. And we need Kari Lake to spark a real showdown with the Biden administration over our border, where nearly 200,000 people are crossing every month. Did you hear what I just said? One state, one border, Arizona, 200,000 illegal criminal aliens every month. Well, fortunately, Kari Lake has defied the odds to become the favorite to win. That's what they tell us in the press. And she did it even though the entire establishment hated and opposed her. They said that nominating Kari Lake would be suicide. Fake conservative outlets like National Review trashed Kari Lake. And now Lake is the strongest candidate on the ballot, and she might be the one carrying Blake Masters and Mark Fincham and all of our other candidates across the finish line. But we have to give credit where it's due. It's not just Kari Lake winning this race for us. It's the absolutely horrendous candidate that the Democrats have put up, the Hillary Clinton of Arizona, Katie Hobbs. Hobbs refuses to debate and even refuses to answer real questions. Most recently, she couldn't even give a response when asked about the CDC's recent vote to add COVID shots to the child vaccine schedule, something that we certainly are passionate about here at the Stu Peters Network. Well, that's Katie Hobbs on issue after issue. No answer, no substance. No wonder she's about to get crushed. We're very upbeat for Kari Lake. And that's good because we need a total sweep on the ballot in Arizona. Not just the Senate, not just Secretary of State, but every legislator too. Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers is one of those legislators that we need to lock up for another term. And she joins us now. Wendy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's an honor to be with you. This is the final stretch.
Yeah. What makes Kari Lake such a force to be reckoned with?
She's truly a transformational figure. I've been watching her and helping her and supporting her for over a year now. And what she brings to the table is something kind of like a truly unique combination. She has the skills to beat back the liberal media. She has the skills to convey her multifaceted, very constructive platform. And she's absolutely relatable. She's genuine. It shows through when she meets with constituents or voters. And here's the thing. She does events just as President Trump did and doesn't do the typical conventional campaign. And so people connect to her. She's been in everyone's living room as a newscaster, very genuine, warm, well-known newscaster for over 20 years. So building on that, she has gone around the state. And she does sometimes 2 and 3 in-person events today a day. And the other sort of unique quality she has is she has this thing called the Ask Me Anything Tour. And so when she does these events, they are interactive, and she always has an interviewer who has good, pithy questions for her to answer based on whatever theme it was. Yesterday, I attended one for healthcare providers. I brought a friend who's a registered nurse with me who had refused to take the vaccine and thus lost her job after 18 years. I brought her to that event, and that's the kind of audience she had, and she spoke to all of that yesterday.
Okay, so I got to ask you, I believe I know the answer, but I just want it on the record here. Short answer, was the 2020 election stolen from Donald Trump? Was the 2020 vote disenfranchised?
Absolutely,
okay,
yes.
So with that being said, if it hasn't been fixed, and if in Arizona we haven't brought to justice the criminals who sabotaged and stole the election and disenfranchised the vote, how do we elect Carrie Lake?
I'm worried. We are worried. The only way we do it is to overwhelm the system. I have been touting the notion of waiting until Election Day to vote. Carrie is a little bit more along the line of, if you have your ballot now, Wendy, just turn it in. And so there is this whole movement, though, of those of us who say, wait till Election Day, which is what I'm going to do. There's a newly passed bill. It wasn't ready for the primary, but it is law now, where you can go to the polling location, which my husband and I will do in Flagstaff on Tuesday, present your mailed-in ballot, and say, I want you to spoil this poll, people. And then I want a day of ballot, not a provisional ballot, but a day of ballot for today, right now, that I'm going to fill out. And then that ballot has to be counted on Election Day.
Yeah, by any means necessary, we have to protect these polling places. And I mean that, by any means necessary. The press is going to hit me for that. Oh, Peters is encouraging violence at the polling places. No, that was Hillary Clinton, actually, that was encouraging violence at the polling places. She did it just the other day. As a matter of fact, I think we have a clip of that. If you want to find it, just go find it. Hillary Clinton was actually instigating violence at polling places on behalf of the communist, totalitarian, Marxist left. No, I'm saying that we need to have every single Arizona citizen at their polling places watching these people, catching any ill or nefarious behavior, any sussy stuff that's going on here, you know, any stuff that looks really sketch, that needs to be reported. And it needs to be reported to law enforcement, who then needs to come down and investigate anybody who might be trying to tamper with a state or federal election. This is a law. There are laws on the books that protect the way that we're supposed to be doing business in a representative constitutional republic, which I don't think that we have anymore. I think it's a fake construct, but nevertheless, I'll digress. We need to ensure that if there is going to be a fair election in this country, that it happens in Arizona, quite possibly the most important midterms that we are facing. Carrie Lake is going to stand up to this establishment, to the communist, uniparty, globalist conservatives, these fake America First grandstanding firebrands that have turned their back and betrayed us time and time and time again, as Republicans have proven themselves across the country, in every state at the state level, and across the board at the federal level, to be neutered and feckless cowards. We need to get them out and replace them with people who actually would be representative of the people. The Constitution says that we would be derelict in our duty as Americans if we didn't abolish and replace any form of government that's oppressive to our rights. So let's talk about it. If elected, what would you, Senator Rogers, do for your district in Arizona as it relates to these vaccine mandates and COVID tyranny?
Well, we would totally pass legislation that negated them. And in fact, Carrie said yesterday, and I had never heard her say this, I learned something new every time I watch her. She said that she was asked by CEOs of hospitals to sit down with them. And she said, I will not and did not take that meeting.
Good.
I am not going to schmooze with these hospitals. And back to your other point about eyes on the target, we need eyes on and have had eyes on these drop boxes. And we won the ruling just a day or two ago to continue to watch these drop boxes.
Yeah, I wonder if the Proud Boys will be out there maybe.
Well,
I wonder if they'll be there. I mean, there needs to be forces out there. Absolutely.
And they tried to threatened to sue people who were watching them in Yavapai County, which I currently represent, but because of redistricting, I won't going forward. But they were writing me emails, Senator Rogers, we're being threatened here. And I called them back. I said, you stay on the target. you stay at those drop boxes, do not buckle down. Do not cave to them. You have to do this. It's working. That's why they're threatening to sue you.
So as Governor Carrie Lake, what was she going to do with the border? What is the plan with the border in Arizona as 200,000 criminal illegal aliens, a lot of them unchecked, unvetted, untested, violent offenders, rapists, murderers, gangbangers, MS-13 members. We don't even know if these people are necessarily coming from Latin America or Mexico. These people are coming in from Pakistan and Iran. These people are terrorists that want to blow us up. They're bringing in dirty bombs and weapons caches, and they're putting them all over the country, just waiting to erupt in one of our metropolises. So how is Carrie Lake going to mobilize the National Guard to shut that crap down?
She has already sworn up and down that the minute she takes her hand off the Bible in January, she is going to deploy the National Guard to the border and continue building the wall. And we know we're going to get sued. We know, and we have lawyers ready for the Biden administration to sue us. She also has a very concrete step-by-step program to do away with the homelessness epidemic that we have in our state based on the fact that a lot of these people come through the wall and the fentanyl that is coming through. She is absolutely resolute. They are scared to death of her and of me and of a more conservative legislature. I try to go to her events so that when she gets asked those questions about how will you work with the legislature, then she can point to me as an example of a conservative, rock-ribbed conservative who will work with her. And there are more of me that will be in the legislature to get these things done. I was alone virtually for the last 2 years. We only had a one vote majority. As you know, I took a lot of incoming flack. And she and I are like-minded in that you know we're over the target if the liberal left-wing media is badgering her and badgering me.
Yeah, and your own colleagues in the state Senate. Just an absolute travesty. What a bunch of feckless cowards those people are, trying to throw you under the bus. And you know what? You handled it on behalf of your district with your head held high and your shoulders rolled back like a true America First champion and a patriot. And we thank you for that. You went to war for your people in your district in one of the most important states in our entire union. And you know, you recognize that states have their own individual rights and that we're not beholden
yes.
to this federal government. Carrie Lake is going to rule the same way. So when it comes to Biden's racist CRT and this, you know, homosexual, transgender indoctrination of our children and the sexualization and grooming and molesting and trafficking of our children, Carrie Lake is going to put her foot down. Real quickly, summarize that for us.
She has absolutely said that we have to get back to the basics in our schools. She also talks about a trades program so that after 10th grade, if you want to become a welder or an electrician, we will institute a much more widespread dual track system for students, so that they have a good paying job when they graduate. We want to get back to having the wokeism removed from our three state universities. And then, of course, get the wall built and have law and order. She is a huge supporter of first responders and the police. She has all these coalitions. She is a truly national figure. We've had people come out here, other governors, to ostensibly support her. I would submit to you that they want the pixie dust that she's got to rub off on them.
Right. Yeah.
Because she's really the leader here. She is a national leader, and she has grown, and now she's on far more media shows now than she ever was, but she never backs down. I have just the utmost respect and admiration, and privately, she supports people like me who are like her, pushing back all the time. I just think that Arizona is looked to now by all the other states. I've had state legislators come to me over the past months saying, we are relying on you, Arizona, to get your house in order. And then we as other states will follow because it is we, the states, who are going to get our country back.
Media appearances, including last night on Tucker Carlson, where they were talking about Liz Cheney actually helping out with Carrie Lake.
Oh, yeah. I call it a donation in kind.
Yeah,
it's great.
The communist Liz Cheney
Oh, what a worthless sack of crap she is. And I don't like to call people names or whatever, but I mean, her fruit speaks for itself. Liz Cheney is a complete traitor to the country. Anyway, she did an actual campaign ad in a state that has nothing to do with her at all to come out against Carrie Lake. What does that tell you? Just like you said, they are fearing her more than anybody else right now. They fear her. But most importantly, they fear the people, the masses of people that think like Carrie Lake. They fear the masses of people who share the same values as Carrie Lake. They fear we the people. They fear those who want to embrace individual liberty, who love the freedom that our constitutional republic is supposed to afford us, that has given us the illusion of individual liberty and freedom, that has given us the illusion of a representative government. And if there is going to be a free and fair election, if an election is going to be pulled off in Arizona that's airtight and fair, there's no question that Carrie Lake will be the next governor there. She's a friend of the show. She's been on multiple times. We'd invite her to come back. Hopefully she will before these midterms, very important midterms. Senator Wendy Rogers, for being an America First champion, we appreciate it. And for being a friend to me personally and to this program, you have our full support there. Of course, everybody knows the program and myself personally endorse you for your reelection and as well as Carrie Lake. Wendy Rogers, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu, for everything you do to get the truth out. God bless America.
God bless America. And I believe that he will. But he commands us to pick up the sword and fight. We can't just sit back and allow elections to be stolen right in front of our eyes. We have to be present at the polling places en masse to make sure that we have all eyes on these criminal, corrupt, fraudulent, totalitarian communists trying to install representatives, stealing everything that we have. Our freedom, our individual liberty, our money. Protect your money with gold and silver from Goldco. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. When you mention Stu Peters, when you call Goldco, you'll get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Now, we're talking about hyperinflation. We're talking about forever wars in Ukraine against Russia. We're talking about transgender indoctrination and CRT and vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns. All of the programs that we are funding our own demise, plus the critical and inevitable financial reset that I believe is coming to this country. To the entire world, actually. Electronic banking system, checking accounts, savings account, investment accounts, Roth IRAs, retirement accounts, all of it, 401ks, completely reset to zero. Protect yourself and your family with gold and silver right now. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain by protecting yourself. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD.
For the first time in a millennia, a famine of biblical proportion is hitting the earth, and it's by design. War has created scarcity. Fertilizer production has been wiped out.
The price of fertilizer is up 128%.
Food processing plants are exploding. Herds of cows are being massacred and buried.
This is a very abnormal event.
The Great Reset demons have created the crisis, but a generation of great resistors following King Jesus have the solution.
HeavensHarvest.com. Get there right now.
Prepare for the worst by trusting the best. HeavensHarvest.com has a delicious plan to conquer starvation. It's real food, high quality, tastes great.
It's actually really good.
Trust Heaven's Harvest today. Order food for the year and a bucket of heirloom seeds. Affordable, available, ready for the fight ahead. Heaven's Harvest.